This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I'm gathered with the entire view, this universe, everyone, Jay, Silent Bob, Banky, Mubi, the Golden Calf, Alanis Morissette as God, remember?
Are you talking about Karma?
Am I talking about Karma?
The movie? Dogma.
Dogma.
I thought you were naming ugly dolls for a
this
second.
This is not, I was not naming ugly dolls.
You should probably start from your from
I the was talking game. About, we gotta keep going. And like, we barely got the theme song off. And it's not even the right theme song because Kevin is gone.
Where is he?
He has defected to Team Coco House.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. I wish to God it was a joke.
The House of Hair.
He has defected to Team Coco House, the House of Hair.
I rolled my eyes just
now. You should have seen it. At the idea of the House of Hair, something that he does not call it.
What a bummer.
But imagine if he did. That would be such an eye roll situation. Yeah, he's in New York with Team Coco House.
Wow.
And so we have the pro version theme song, but maybe people are like,
oh, sorry.
Maybe people are like, oh, that's a good song. I'd like to listen to that song more. They don't have to want to hear more of the show, but then they subscribe just to hear the song, the pro version song more. So maybe that could work out despite Kevin.
Yeah.
The movie was Dog, but this is actually the sequel to, or doing Dog Moss.
With Elizabeth Moss?
No, this is spelled M-A-S.
Her smell!
Does she say that in the movie?
Yeah, that's the name of the song she's singing.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never. I have not. Have not.
You know that song, In His Kiss?
It's in his kiss.
Yeah.
It's in his. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's like that, but her smell.
It's in her. It is like that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say
it's
so.
It's a wonderful movie.
If you say so.
It smells so.
And we are doing Snoogies and we are doing Snoogans and Snoogie Boogies.
Okay.
After a long day.
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Blocking. Yes. And the guy is there. Brian?
Dante.
Dante. Thank you.
I like my pasta al dente.
Sorry. I just turned my headphones down so I could only hear that joke forever. And so we do Snoogans, which is when you press your foreheads together and you say Snoogans to you. And then you do Snoogie Boogies, which is where you kind of lock necks. Mm. Like if you can picture, if some people don't know, it's like a handshake, but with your neck.
Okay.
So you're kind of like, you know how necks can kind of like lock into each other?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's like a puzzle piece, but the Adam's apple is that. Yes. Yeah, I know what you
fits
mean.
Perfectly into the woman's
neck hole, yes. Yeah, like Robin Wright pen.
Yes, and you say, may your snoochies always be boochies. And Amy, chased Amy, is there. You gather everyone for Dogma.
She was chased, but she's also chased.
She did end up being,
violated?
No, she ended up being chased in the movie. Nobody's getting violated.
C-H-A-S-T-E.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying she ended up being chased because she didn't want to do it with Banky's friend.
Got it.
I do need your help on this stuff because I know this is like
the Smithiverse is not my area of
expertise. Not my area, but I mean, I did see Chasing Amy in the theaters. I'm familiar with.
What's Banky's friend's name?
Banksy.
Oh, okay. It's Banky and Banksy?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Artist.
Mm-hmm. Banky also did comic book, correct? Which is basically what Banksy does as well.
Yes.
And so Amy, it is like, I don't really like doing the Snoogans and the Snoogie Boogies. It's like too, we can like, even a hug is like a little weird at the end of every day. We do like foreheads and like neck stuff. It's just like too much. It's too much for the end of the day. And I'm like, thank you for telling me this. I have sort of taken on sort of a surrogate director's role. Why? In this movie.
Why?
After the heart attack.
Oh, which one?
Kevin Smith's.
Oh, no.
Yes, he had one. He's doing shows about it.
Mm. So it's not a
it's content.
It's not a secret.
It's not a secret.
No,
it's not,
okay.
It's not. It's content. Mm-hmm. So we, like, so I'm, like, sort of, like, the
mess. Oh, sorry. Remember when Nora Ephron was like, everything is content.
No, what? Tell me about that story.
That's the whole story.
She said that?
It was the name of a documentary her son make.
It was everything is content?
Yeah.
Oh. And we are not doing this, the movie anymore. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Lineback Hallways in the Industry We Call Showbiz. The show is normal. Everything is happening the same, and it is great that we have Queenie.
Hi.
Who has been on the show so many times, although you would not know from how she handles the parking situation
every single time I come,
is brand new and somehow worse.
It's hard enough to like get these guys to commit to a time. So then I don't want to be like, how do I park? Because sometimes I'm afraid they're going to stop ignoring me and just start being mean to me. Because I feel... You guys sometimes
so that's what it is.
It's cold with cruel.
The misunderstanding of how to drive through an open gate is a test to see if we are going to be mean.
I'm a warm person. You can say what you want. Oh, she's fiery. She's got a temper or whatever. She's hot, hot. But I am a warm person. Like, I have a heart, and I have checked on Sean every day since his child was born. And sometimes he doesn't text back.
Every day? What do you say?
How's that baby?
Well, look.
Yeah.
We can get into it. He's not here.
Yeah.
Sean's not here.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because I was the one going, oh, wow. And then see? I was like, why am I saying that?
That's it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, honestly, this has been such a long time coming. Like,
Sean not being here?
We make it look so perfect.
Yeah, it's like,
right?
You make it seem like you put a lot of preparation into it.
And that it's just like everything is going so well.
Yeah.
And that honestly is not honesty.
Really?
Yes.
Things are going well between the two of you or with you and the show? Your
relationship whole thing is going great. That's what we put out there every single episode. Look how easy it is.
Yeah.
And so other people are like, oh, I have issues with my podcast co-host. And I must be a failing.
Yeah.
I'm doing it wrong.
Divorce.
Because these guys, thank you.
On HBO.
Watch it.
Season 5.
Season 5. It's one... less episode per season. And so it's a
special.
Pretty soon they will be donating episodes to other
shows. It's a tight 45, and it's going to be part of the comedians.
But we are, I mean, and you know what? It's not.
Have you guys ever been to counseling? Like couples? Because there are comedy partners that have been to couples counseling.
That's what this is for us. This is where we work it out.
Uh-huh. So you know? No, the answer is no.
Behind these walls, and all, you know, all the, what, Devin, what's happening with the lights?
The light just
I don't have any
flickered.
Idea. They keep like coming down and
like
then back up.
I was either having a stroke or things were about to get fun.
Real fun.
And at this, like, part of it is this Kevin thing with Team Coco House.
Want to hear a fun story I have about Team Coco?
Yeah, sure.
Conan never invited me on the show as a guest. And I did.
What did he invite you on as? Like a character in like a big suit?
Yes, I will explain what they are. Stripper.
Wow.
Porn actress.
Okay.
Girl gone wild.
Uh-huh. And what we say is sex worker, sex worker, sex worker.
Oh, my apologies.
Okay, and?
And I love UCB. It was the best time of my life. 2000, 2001. As soon as that second tower fell, I mean, the parts were just... everywhere, and by parts I mean roles, and by roles
that's
I mean,
when it really
things really picked up. Things really picked up for me as
after
a
the second
sketch
tower.
Comedian. Yeah.
Uh huh.
I miss the aughts because everything was like, I ought to take this part.
Yeah.
And I did. Anyway, that's the last time I saw Conan.
Was when you were just
played like a stripper witch.
Okay, that's funny. You wear a hat?
Yeah.
Huh. And never as a guest?
Never as a guest.
Well, he's mostly doing field pieces now.
What is he in, like, Kabul now?
Yes, he's going to Kabul.
Yeah, cool. Great.
To play.
That's what he always dreamed of, right? When he was watching Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's going to do like a Zorb.
I'll never see my family.
Going to do a bubble soccer.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Thank you.
Kevin's gone.
Kevin is gone, and he was someone that we could always, whenever things got really bad,
yeah,
we could always kind of turn our attention to Kevin and be like, look just at his stupid
him,
hair
kick,
or whatever.
Kick him,
yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, yeah.
And he loved that.
I've never heard anyone be happier.
Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Those were his aughts.
Yes. His pants are weird, whatever it is. And then we forget whatever the thing was that we were upset
Chef
about.
Chef Heaven.
He was in Chef Heaven.
So Kevin's gone, and just like a child graduates from college, you have an empty nest,
nest
and you
syndrome.
And Sean all of a sudden like are like,
studio's
who's
starting to look
stranger?
A little roomy. You know, we're just wandering the halls.
Yeah.
Our voices are echoing. And so we're like, okay, what do we do? What's our next thing? How do we keep it fresh? How do we do exciting new show? And we say like, oh, well, let's pretend we're having a big fight. Like, draw attention to our show because we are, like, doing this feud. Do it
so
like
it's
Feud.
It's
remember,
a Feud
I love is giant.
I Family Feud with Steve Harvey.
Yes, giant
loved
show. And these families are fighting, and people are, like, really interested in seeing these families go at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we're like, let's do a fight like Feud. And Sean is like, oh, like, okay, great. We'll, like, make fun of stuff about each other. Like, I can make fun of your lisp or something. And I'm like,
he said that to you?
And I'm like, you can do what to my witch?
Huh? Yeah, this was the sketch. So you've seen it. You've seen it, right?
I was referencing
even,
the sketch.
Yeah, but sometimes I would go into McManus and people would shout stripper witch and I'd be like, sex worker, sex worker. And then I'd say, yes, I will have some free onion rings. There were no selfies at the time. I would just sign
McManus, napkins. And it's gone. And New York is the
what
freaking...
What is it even anymore?
Yes.
It's just a bunch of tall buildings.
It's McManus is now a
bank. McMansion.
McManus became a McMansion?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And so we... I'm like, pardon?
Wow.
And he is like, it's not like a lisp, but it's like kind of a... A thing you do with your S's that's weird. It's like a tongue thrust or something. And he's like, sorry for mentioning it. And I say, stuff your sorries in a sack, which is not, I guess, the thing to say when you are.
You have sibilant S's.
When you're trying to do your S's normally.
Uh-huh.
And I take a swing at him.
What did you say, Hayes?
Hi-ya.
Uh-huh.
And he blocks it, which I knew he was going to do. And then he takes a swing back, and I block that easily.
So you guys were physically fighting right away.
This was our first physical fight. Yeah. And so we are in we're both kind of struggling against each other's punch move. And then we start both, like, furiously kneeing each other in the nads.
Oh, my gosh.
That entered that stage of the fight. If you know stage combat.
Very well.
That's kind of like we took a class.
She's my favorite drag queen.
Stage combat?
Yes. She is sickening.
We took the class together.
She serves all the lurks.
It's called lurks now?
Is that how it's pronounced?
Well, I mean, they keep finding different ways to say it.
What do you mean they?
What do you want me to say? We? I've never been on that show. I
Which
could talk
show?
To Tony Hale.
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was fun. You
Thank
mean Veep?
You.
You've never been on Veep?
Here never, we go. Never even got
I've never
asked.
Been on Conan. I've never been on Veep.
I think it's really great.
I've never been to Harvard. What were you going to say? Sorry.
That the guy, everyone involved in that. Everyone in the cast of that show ended up being president.
In Veep?
At some point.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's true. I watched the series finale, and they all became president.
They all ended up being president.
At the same time.
I don't know if it was at the same time.
It was. I saw it.
Okay. Sam Richardson, friend of the show.
I was falling asleep.
He's so funny. Yeah.
And he became president on the show.
Yeah. He did. That's true.
Tim Simons never come within 10 million miles of this show. Also became president, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, he did, because he was in, wasn't
he? No, he was Veep.
He was impeached as Veep, I think.
You can be impeached as Veep, I think.
You can?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like characters making insults. The story was always confusing.
So here's what we have to do. I say, I got to do this myself for a little while.
Wow.
I just need a little space. So we're going it alone.
Who made that? So you made the decision that you would host the show alone, not he would host the show alone?
I made the call.
How did that go with him? Was he okay with it?
I didn't tell. The call was to Engineer Devin.
Oh.
And I said, Engineer Devin, get studio. Get in this. Well, so here's what I had to do. If I don't want to beg this guy.
Who?
Engineer Devin. Uh-huh. I don't want to be in a position where I'm like asking him for anything, because he will put the squeeze to me.
Okay. I don't know what I don't know what you're getting at. But
you
know. No, I don't. But keeps talking.
You know. And so I say, hey, bitch, do you want to be the guest, the honored guest on the show? And Sean doesn't want to let you do it, but I want you to be the guest. And we records tomorrow. It's very early in the morning. And Engineer Devin is like, oh, great. Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the situation. Is Engineer Devin
so
is
we're
the
doing
guest.
This without Sean.
You are the co-host.
I'm Sean.
You're Sean. Yeah.
You buried the lead. Yes. Look how happy I am now.
Yeah. Much more fun than being a guest, right? And so Engineer Devin is the guest.
Well, I feel bad because I didn't have a story at the beginning. I was just confused by and then interrupted
sometimes
yours.
I do it. I do great.
No, you did exactly what you're supposed to do. Do the story and you...
Oh, right. One of you has a story. The other is like supposed to interject.
You can do it next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, you're not supposed to do Devin. That, but Sean often does.
Mm-hmm.
He often will do that.
So is this going to be the thing you're just going to compare me to your former partner all the time, like in Annie Hall when she's like, why are you afraid of the lobster? Just put it in a pot.
See, that's not, I don't cite that movie.
Why? Do you see it?
No, I don't. I
do
don't
you cite.
I don't. Do I'm not. I'm not trying music? To. I'm not trying to give it eyeballs. You know, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to put money in that guy's pocket.
What, Israel?
Who?
Are you one of those BD? One of those BTK people about Israel? They're like bind, torture, and kitchen or something. What do they do to Israel? It's not nice.
It's
the bind, torture, kill.
Oh God, I wish I could remember. Wouldn't it have been funny if I could remember
the
name of that Korean band? Is it BTS?
Oh, it's BTS. Yeah,
yeah. If I had done that in time, yes, I'm one of like I'm following the BTS movement.
Well,
that would have been really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just have to ask Devin like a few questions. We have to ask him how he got on the funny zone.
Oh, he's the guest. Okay, got it.
He's the guest.
So Kevin.
This is actually, so thank you so much for bringing this up.
Are you about to tell me? Because I've done nothing wrong.
And I know, I have been here before. I've been exactly where you are a million times. So this is a different kind of Kevin.
Elaborate.
That is called a Devin.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, as far as I could tell, the only difference.
Okay. Devin.
Hi.
How's your veganism? What'd you eat for dinner last night?
Cobb salad.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not vegan.
Hayes.
So.
You told me this was
I know,
a Kevin.
I know.
There are some differences.
That is one of the differences, yeah. Yes. And I also, I don't like to promote, I'm not trying to give attention to Bill Cobbsy.
Not trying to get eyeballs.
By talking about, yes, I'm not trying to put money in that guy's pocket. By eating.
So if he's the guest, who's the engineer?
God, I guess me.
I haven't met Jordan yet. Do you think we'd get along, or would it be a cat fight?
You would start, I think, breaking into, like, you would both start singing. but in a way that was like nasty to each other, like like Feud,
like a dance off.
It would be like the other.
Did you see Feud? Did you see Feud?
Like I think you guys would respectfully be enemies.
Cool.
Because she has a BA in vocal performance. I don't know, you're aware of this?
Yeah, and I have a BS I call on you. I call BS.
Nice. You call BS, and who is that directed at?
The woman who had that speech. We call BS. And then they auto-tuned the news, remember?
Okay.
That hot Amber Rose looking chick.
She said, we call BS on the news? Remember,
she made that speech. Yeah, yeah, it was cool. She did a... And they called it a rally. It was like a concert.
They auto-tuned this?
They always do.
And I'll say this. It's time for... These guys have been like sort of hiding out in the shadows for a little while.
What we do in the...
Yeah, sure. It's time for these guys to auto-tune Trump. It's time.
I mean,
these guys sit around there like, we're staying out of this one.
Wow.
Now you stay out of it?
Yeah. They're the fifth estate.
Yeah.
You know, and they have to put checks on
We want to be objective. Yes. Yeah.
And that must be nice to have that luxury.
Yeah.
While the world burns.
Yes. Auto-tune Trump.
Dare we?
Mm-hmm. It's time. Devin, how you getting the funny zone?
I'm doing a bad job interviewing Devin.
No, it sucks. Look, like it's like I don't want to be in this position either. This is the beginning of like a new. We're doing this new thing, you know.
You seem thrilled to be doing it with me.
I am, Julie. Julie, I helped you get into the building. If I didn't want you to be here, it would be so easy to keep you out.
Just put a mustache on the gate, and I think it's another building.
I mean, the gate was open. I mean, you don't have to do anything.
I didn't even see it. It goes, gate that's closed. Do not enter.
Not too many details, by the way. I'm sorry. Well, you'll know when you've done it. When you've gone too far, you'll know because we will be being murdered.
Did you see the back? Did you see the, what is that called? The rear view window of my rental car is covered with tea. Because I left a hot tea on my car.
Oh, it's from the outside.
I left a cup of tea on the top of my car. And then I was like, I saw like, and I take it with milk, which no one should know. Secret. And then I was like, oh, the back of my car is all milky. Where's my tea? And then I pull up, vroom, vroom. And Hayes is like, this was the gate we were talking about. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And now you're telling me there's an engineer, Devin?
Sean's not even here. It was a lot. It's a lot.
I was bamboozled. I feel like I'm in hour 7 of the hour 11 pro version.
And I love it's so nice, by the way, having people on the show who
are fans
have ever even known about it before. We've gone through a little run of a bunch of people that are not very interested in us.
Yeah, I've been listening. I know.
And I want people that pay attention to me outside of the show.
Follow your moves.
That's what I want.
Read your Twitter.
Yes.
How's your Twitter changed since all this conversation about like, you know, how like everyone's a critic?
Yeah. So my Twitter is changing a lot. I've really been going after the critics.
Yeah.
People kind of like these, like everyone out there thinks they can do this.
I know. And they're so stupid.
And they all are so dumb. And if you could, you would.
Right. And it's like, here's the new rule.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher, copyright.
Thanks. Yes.
She
copyrighted it.
Who did?
You just did.
Thank you. If you don't do what I do, you have no right to criticize anything I do ever.
Yeah.
Like, you try to walk a mile in my comedy shoes before you tell me, oh, that joke sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I had a show, I think it was a couple years ago, and I was really proud of it. And then sometimes I'd read, well, actually, I didn't really read any bad reviews.
We got pretty universal acclaim. Yeah, no,
Difficult People was at one point 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, so you're going to have to, are you able to come up with something you've ever done that has gotten any negative feedback?
I mean, there's some tweets that haven't been faved like as many critics. Times as I and would like.
And those are critics.
And those are critics because I follow some of them on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, James Poniewozik, Matt Zoller Seitz, Jason Zinnemann.
Itzkoff!
And
David Itzkoff!
But Itzkoff is like, in a way though, Itzkoff I don't consider in that because he's funny. Like he posts like the Simpsons.
He will do memes.
They're funny.
Mm-hmm.
So when Itzkoff, like when I get feedback.
But he's a critic. Saw him.
Is that how you see him first?
Wandering around the Big Lake set.
Is it a Scarlet Sea? What about Big Lake?
He wrote the New York Times story about Big Lake.
Story or review?
It was a story. But there was a little.
Did he twist the knife?
He threw a little bit of shade before that was even something that anyone Gethard? Knew how to do.
Is that why he's so pale?
No, it just kind of like. Gethard is pale because he is permanently in the shade. Your stomach
green.
Is very pale.
Neon green. I look like Slimer from the waist down.
Is that from something related to what we're talking about?
No, it's my genetics.
Oh, okay. So you're saying you shouldn't talk about
someone being pale
skin tone because your stomach is neon green like Slimer.
Yeah, but like fit like toit.
Not like Slimer looks like shit.
He looks like it's not nice. Don't
Slimer's body
don't
is
slime shame.
Terrible.
It's not nice. And I don't think it's because of his diet. Because I actually think
you don't.
No, I'm at the place now where I'm like, what you eat doesn't matter.
Slimer,
it's not your fault.
Slimer always says like, I can eat whatever I want,
and he
can't. Look at him; he looks terrible.
That's so mean. Who are you to say that he looks bad? You know what I mean? Like maybe he looks good
for a ghost.
Are you still here? Speaking of ghosts. Ghosts look all kinds of
some
plays.
Some of the ghosts look really good. The ghost that blew Ray.
Well, okay, let's talk about that for a second.
Amazing.
I've been thinking about that.
Even the ghost in the library for a second was looking
hot.
Pretty foined.
The ghost that blows Ray is in a dream. And I realized this recently because I watched Ghostbusters and because I just watched it for the part where Ray's eyes cross.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is okay because he's just dreaming it. Like, it didn't really happen in the
what makes you think that it's in a dream? Just because he's lying in bed? He's lying sitting up, like, against the headboard.
You can't get a blowjob in that position.
You can't?
No, you can't.
Oh. So that's what makes it a dream?
It's a dream, and that's why I think they were like, PG!
Uh-huh.
Doesn't his physical zipper come down, though?
In the dream, it does.
In the dream, it does.
What else in the movie is a dream?
That's a good question.
Nothing with the ghosts.
That's all real?
Yeah, that's all
but
real.
But that part is with the ghosts.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Okay. I don't know how to simplify it, so I guess we have to move on.
Critics are so stupid.
Critics are some of the most dumbest people.
Stupid, and they're like, what do you know about stuff that you don't even make?
This is
just
what I said.
You've watched all of the stuff.
This is what I said to Jesse David Fox. He puts my podcast on a list like number 7 or something at the end of the year.
Ouch.
And I go to Jesse David Fox, hey, pal, why don't you do a freaking podcast at UC? And then he did one that was much more successful.
That's
and
why you shouldn't tell them
had,
to do
and
it.
Has not had us on.
You know, I like it when artists threaten critics online and post their photos next to very long essays they tweet.
Yes.
And I also want to say.
Or that they, I don't think they're even tweeting them anymore. They're typing them out into like a Snapchat text field and then doing like a sequence of like 40.
Oh, the Michael Che
screenshots.
Like,
okay, I wasn't going to say his name. Now I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
He's really successful. And what if it happens to me?
Well,
you think I'm going to survive that?
You're one of the good guys. You're not a critic. Because Michael Che.
I go right to look at all this homeless stuff I do. I go right to that. As soon as I get in trouble from Che, I'm like, I do all this great stuff.
Oh, you mean you're. Yes.
Right.
And Hayes is a. Not a philanthropist. You're a volunteer. You're a community activist. Is that fair to say?
That is kind of philanthropy because my time is very expensive.
Right. Michael Che thinks comedy critics are stupid and bad and lame.
Mm-hmm.
And I just also want to say that I think it's really cool that hot girls have like discovered feminism because believe women means a lot of things. It means
let's get into it.
Yeah. And why I'm here, which you didn't ask, but it's fine. So I think it's really cool that Olivia Munn finally.
Why are you here?
I'm here because
Devin's a guest.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. You said to be here at 9:30. So,
okay. Julie, why are you here?
There are two gigs that I'm up for, one of which I'm very comfortable about and one of which I am not okay with.
You're in LA going up for gigs.
I'm testing for two gigs.
Screen test.
Yeah.
In front of the executives?
In front of a screen.
Or on tape. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Green screen?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried that your stomach is going to disappear?
I wish.
Good weight loss solution. Oh,
God, you can't even enter the, like, you know, Pacific time zone without people being like, bop, 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 weight loss, babe. You know?
Sorry.
It's like...
I mean,
let me be Slimer.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you.
Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, what are the parts?
One is I'm up to host Busy tonight.
Wow.
And I'm not comfortable about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, I mean, you see me like when I text or when I, like I'm not very busy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not in the last 2 years.
Yeah, texting Shauna every day.
Yeah, well, someone cares.
Yeah.
And then the other one is I'm up for Boat.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that you are comfortable with.
Very much so. Well, Constance Wu, who I believe all women, had some unfortunate timing the other day. And when this airs, it'll be very fresh in people's minds. And when I say the other day,
yeah,
it could mean, I don't know when this is.
So this, well, here's the thing. Kevin's gone. Yeah. Every time I'm like, let's do this one now. This one's good.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that for this. And Kevin is terrified of our guest booker.
Why? I thought he was the guest booker.
Me too.
What does he do?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time he's like, well, Hannah said that we had to, like, you know, we have to promote this thing. So it has to come out at this.
Hannah Gadsby? Is she coming?
Hannah Gadsby is doing guest promotion for us. Yeah,
it's a big get.
Wow.
Yep.
She's not coming on the show. She books a guest. She is not the guest.
Okay.
And so he's like, well, it has to come out at this, like, exact time. And so he is bullying you.
Me?
By making you like have your episode come out at this very specific time, whenever he wants.
Well, the great news is I have nothing to plug.
Well, this is the thing. That's then like all you have to do.
Yeah.
Is say the dumbest thing. Something is like.
Like what?
Like you pick just something like you're gonna post.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's
all
like,
you have to do is say that you have anything.
Like a big tweet planned for next Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a big tweet planned for next Wednesday.
Okay. What is it?
It's about koalas.
Oh, okay. What's it? Because you haven't tweeted in a while, have you?
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep them waiting. Keep them wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a role as the burlesque dancer who like takes Bob Fosse's virginity away at I think he was 12 at the time with another
is that who Verdon is?
No,
I don't know.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed for you right now.
Who is Verdon?
Remember Don Irrera?
Don Irrera.
Yeah, that's like back then they didn't have like, you know, fingerprint, like put your fingerprint here and that's how we verify who you are.
You verified who Don Irrera was.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the Verdon system.
Well, we were the Verdon sisters and we took Bob Fosse's virginity away. Oh, okay. Which I didn't know when I was doing that role,
so
by the way. I thought we were just, you know, making him hard. But then they said in an episode, like, hey, how'd you lose it, Bob? And he's like, well, and then I see my own face. I said, I could have known that as an actor's secret.
He showed a picture of you?
It went to the person who was doing the edit at the edit bay like, now's the time to show Queenie.
Uh-huh. Okay. You were talking about Constance and unfortunate timing.
Constance Craving is my name in a musical I'm developing that I will not sing any of because I'm not a guest anymore.
She's moving. Yeah, we used to do that. And you used to complain about it. So is she not doing the show?
I don't know. No one tells me anything. They just say, do you want to test for it? And I say, wow. I'm not very busy.
Is it possible that they're using you as like a foil, something to motivate Constance to get her, get that fire back, her to want to do the show again? She loves all the people.
Hey, she does love the, you can tell.
Yes.
You could tell by how many times she said the word pleasant in that essay she wrote. Because unless I really love something, I don't call it pleasant. Sometimes when I'm getting fucked, I like to say the P word.
Wow, that this is really pleasant.
If I'm going to get a guy past the finish line.
I do want to be here. I love this fucking...
I love this fucking, it's fun, easy, and pleasant.
Everyone involved FEP is so nice.
So pleasant. And, you know, sometimes
I did have another
gig that was
project.
Less pleasant, but I'm going to do it anyway because I guess I'm weird. My friends are like, you're weird. And I'm like, you're supposed to be my friends. Believe women. So, Boat will be a good fit, I think, for me.
Okay, so in your mind, you have booked it.
I am, no, but I'm comfortable going in for it. Here are the boats I've been on. The Staten Island Ferry.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Trainwreck. Trainwreck was on it.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, I do.
She had sex with Miner.
David Miner?
She didn't know. That is not what happened. She had sex with a child. I'm sorry.
Like Fosse's.
In the movie.
Fosse's. Are you talking about Working Girl?
No, I'm talking about the movie Trainwreck.
Loved
it. Sex worker, by the way.
Fine.
In Trainwreck, she has sex with a underage boy.
Bill Hader.
No, it's not. It's not.
Haters, it's step not. To the left.
Haters.
Haters to the left. Haters, back off.
I love my haters. And then she gets on Staten Island Ferry after that. And then it says, I think it says Trainwreck on the screen. Or maybe I think that's later in the movie. But she does ride the Staten Island Ferry. She takes a ferry of shame.
That's cool.
They should have said that. Devin's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, they should have. It's good.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do sometimes. So I'm just going to do Sean.
Well, we were talking about, let me try to tell you what to do. We were talking about the boats you've been on.
Yeah, that was done.
That was it? Was this that
maybe
Island
I was
ferry?
On it. I think I was once on one, like a ferry from like Boston to P-Town. So two ferries I've been on. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of sailing.
Mm-hmm.
I went to camp. No, that's not true. I've been in a kayak. I was in a kayak at camp. Did not do well at camp.
You were saying you've been to camp, then you said that is not true. And then you said you were in a kayak at camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was in a kayak and I was in Guys and Dolls.
At camp?
I sang, I got the horse right here. Yeah, Fugue for Tin Horns.
Is that one of the songs?
It's the opening song.
Okay. And again, every time you were here, like, why do I always have to do musical stuff? And this is why it always comes
and
back to
I this. Was the one who complained?
Yes.
I know.
Devin,
who are you?
Thank you. That is a good question.
That's going deep.
Cobb salad.
I was
eating,
trying to think of one.
Beard.
That
having,
is a really good beard. Question. What's
Los
a what's
Angeles
an interesting thought?
Resident.
What's an interesting thought that you've been having watch, that you haven't posted on at Baffle Gabs?
Invasive thoughts.
Watch the first episode of Paradise Hotel last night.
What is that?
Exactly. It's this new reality show. That's actually a reviving of a format from like 2003.
I do kind of remember the really original, old one. Yeah.
Is this like, it's not Bachelor in Paradise adjacent.
It's not. What's funny about it, they are absolutely ripping off a British show, Love Island.
Cool.
That came afterwards, but they're using an old name so they can't be sued.
Cool.
For ripping off a newer format that's much more successful.
Got it.
Aha.
It's upsetting.
What happened? Is there any snogging?
Yeah, there's some snogging. Yes, there is. The format is a bunch of singles. They pair up and have a hotel room apiece. And mm-hmm. one person's single. They try and break up all the other couples. And then someone gets voted off at the end of every episode.
One person is single at the beginning.
Yes.
And they...
Their job is to then ping pong around all the other couples and try and break them up.
So it's like Temptation Island, but with like one agent. Like someone who's the agent to do the dirty deeds.
But in a hotel where they keep them liquored up seemingly all day long.
the agent that is not affected by this WGA thing, which I think is fabulous, by the way. I love this WGA thing. I think everyone looks great in it.
Okay, good. Yeah. So usually, like a lot of times on the show, we say stuff that is like not what we really believe. We're like neutral? Yes.
Oh, that. Yes. No. No, I think it's fabulous. I think it's a great, I think it's great. I think there's definitely an end in sight. I can't wait. And the great thing, too, is that it's affected me a lot. Is that my life has changed so much since I had to fire my agent.
Okay.
Drastically.
Well, so we'll say that it had not changed.
No!
No. I'm just saying.
I can't even think about that.
But as an example, say that your life had not changed at all.
Ah.
Wouldn't that be kind of good? Because the one thing that would change is not having to pay somebody.
Hold on. I'm chewing.
So by saying, like, if you were to say,
yeah.
I know you were saying it has changed a lot for the better, but say that nothing had changed at all.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that suggest that they weren't necessarily doing as much as they should be? And take as long as you want. This is something I want to do more of the show. It's like people actually being allowed to think. People being allowed to take 1 second.
This is how I will respond to you.
Okay.
I have been hashtagging all of my social media with WGA staffing boost, and it has gotten me allayed. Because people are looking at that hashtag.
Yeah.
And guess what? They see my Slimer torso. They're interested in.
Oh, so you are doing full body pics for your own.
Well, you can do that on Twitter. You don't need to blur out the nips like you do on Instagram.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So you.
Let's just say it's made my life a lot more a pleasant in the pussy.
Okay. So this is, I'm like putting together sort of the timeline of your last couple of weeks, which is you did a hashtag WGA staffing boost.
Got laid.
With it sounds like nudes.
But the instead of a U, it's two zeros.
Wow. What is that? Does that mean anything different?
Well, the zeros look like my breasts.
Not capital O's.
Let's just say this is a pretty good staffing season. Let's just leave it at that.
You're getting staffed.
I'm getting staffed, all right.
Wow. Okay, and so then that's how you ended up in this situation where recently you said you were essentially releasing a statement because of having sex with someone that you refer to as pleasant. That was a result of your hashtag WJ staffing boost.
Unrelated.
That was unrelated. Oh, okay. Wow.
We haven't seen each other in like almost a year.
You are very busy.
There's a lot I have to catch you up on. I feel like I haven't been here in a long time.
It has been a really long time.
It's been a long time.
We don't live in the same city.
Yeah, but phones work both ways.
Okay.
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling. That's true. We could do more catching up. And again, that's something I want to do on this show. I just want to
catch up.
Yeah. I just want to be able to catch up a little bit.
Okay. Does that mean you want me to ask you questions about how you're doing?
No, I mean, I just like, you know, just like the stuff we've been thinking about, like this, that's what this has been.
Right.
You know, the three of us.
What? Right. Sorry, Devin.
It's fine.
Just chopping it up.
Do you have a lover?
When Sean's in here,
I do.
It's a lover.
Bits and doing jokes. Yes. He's obsessed with his lover. He's always
what?
Like so many posts are like, we went to this. It's like, oh, okay. You and your, we went to see this movie.
Yeah.
It's cute. I get it.
We went and saw Longshot. It's great.
How'd that go?
It was great.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really fun.
It's cool.
Laughed. Liked.
Laughed.
And laugh like love. Mm-hmm. Right, you know, it's like
I forgot.
Feels
what
like
right
a real conversation
you're still talking about this. Fine, yes, great. Look, I like being congratulated when I fall silent.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, I like that. I like being praised for things that.
Good job.
Thanks. What are you looking at your watch for?
I was seeing if Sean was texting me, and he was not, and that is good.
That seems a little hurtful.
That to me is some of the best news, and that makes me feel like I'm in heaven.
What's going on with you guys?
I said earlier.
The lisp thing into the hi-yas, that seems like a BS story.
There's some crotch punching, too.
It was actually, I don't know if I believe kneeing that. In the nads.
Nad kneeing.
You don't believe that.
I just think there's something else going on under the surface of that. Because I've never heard you have a lisp in the first place. And I also know that guys tend to, like, you know, monkey around and, like, rough each other up. And that's, like, that's part for the course.
So you think there's something.
Yeah.
Something more going on.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I haven't seen you in a year. I'm asking you to challenge yourself to say what is underneath this fissure.
Baby doesn't help.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. Are you jealous of the baby?
We're already in a place where, like,
speak on that.
I don't remember. Like, so thank you so much for saying that. Because when you say that, it feels like from a different person's life.
That's why I said it.
It's from, I don't even remember that person and that kind of.
Popcorn gallery.
Who, you know?
Yeah.
That's when this was not a job. And it was me and my friend.
Yeah.
And now he's got that, like.
You guys have abandoned a lot of bits on the show.
Uh-huh. Some of our best ones. And but to be fair, we have replaced them with bad ones. It's not like we have stopped doing them. We have just done different ones.
Are you talking about the ads?
That are worse. Yes. We do way more ads now.
Right.
Santa Man.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Santa Man. What are our new repeated bits that we do?
Yeah.
Well, we did I Love You and I'm in Love with You. That was maybe 4 years ago.
I've literally heard every episode of the show. I've never made sense of that as far as how it attaches to.
Cannot merch. Make sense of the idea of.
Fine, whatever. I don't care.
Loving someone being in love with them.
I don't care.
The very idea.
I have a limited amount of time. I have to be in Santa Monica.
Unable to be made sense of by Julie.
It's not from the show. I just don't remember that as like a bit.
I remember
hamburger sandwich. I remember hot dog go to the bathroom. I know Bosch. Oh, that's a new bit.
The dog.
I love how he talks as, I miss Sean. I do.
What? If I
miss you and Sean animal. And I think you. What?
I could get an animal in here and do the animal.
What kind? Would you like to be more specific?
I mean, yeah, sure. Or like a freaking, like, chinchilla.
Fine. I miss you and Sean.
Funny example.
And I want you to confront him about his baby.
And it's not something, you can't put it back in.
Uh-huh.
Can't put that toothpaste back in the tube.
Uh-huh.
You know? So what happened, you know?
Yeah, the quip things you're still circling. Figure it out.
Figuring out what the bit is for that?
Yeah, but
I don't know if we will.
Well,
it seems like it should be easy. It's a toothbrush.
Right. Then they're like, stop doing this. Oh, as far as their feedback, that's always helpful. I love that. I love it when advertising people are creative. Fucking critics, though.
Yes.
Critics.
Thank you.
Reality shows. Yes. Critics.
Non-advertising critics.
The worst. Fashion bloggers that are like really nice and don't like aren't mean. I hate those bitches.
Did you want to say something about Olivia Munn?
No.
This episode, I mean,
rules.
It went great. It rules.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's great.
What do we need? Like
we don't need Kevin.
Yeah, we don't need.
We don't need Sean.
We don't need Sean.
I would love to have seen Bosch this trip. Bosch, I like cute. Animals.
And he is cute, to be fair.
He's so cute.
Yeah. He's real cute.
It's like, this can work. Hayes, and this was the first
one. Hayes wasn't listening to that he wasn't. At all.
No. Let me repeat the exact same thing. You said you wanted to see Bosch on this trip.
Okay, so he heard us.
And then, I don't know if he's listening. And then Devin said, to be fair, he's cute. I don't know why he said to be fair, because he was just agreeing with what you said.
He's sucking up to you.
And you said, I like animals.
Sucking up to you.
In a loud way.
Well, because I do.
Impossible not to hear.
Well, something I feel strongly about.
And to get back to what I was saying, this is not going to be, this isn't even going to be the best one of this new way of doing it.
Yeah.
This is the first one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And everyone from now on is going
to
be.
I'm going back to New York on Friday.
Okay. So we can bank a bunch. Well, let's do another one. You can stay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.